President Obama addresses the nation from the Oval Office.
A message for the country, kind of a country message.
Our troops are the steel in our ship of state. Our nation may be traveling through rough waters. They give us confidence that our course is true. And that beyond the pre-dawn darkness, better days lie ahead.
The darkest hour is just before dawn.
A little catchier when Emmylou Harris does it, but President Obama was clearly searching for a cadence last night.
Ending one war in Iraq, reminding us of that other war and more worries about the economy. Last night's presidential lyric had a lot of verses.
The country and the song, a White House takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Hey, playing all the hits. Good morning. It's Wednesday, September 1st.
What's going on here? We had traffic reports and now we've got music going on. Let's get to the news, shall we? It's a new day for American troops in Iraq. They are now in the country to support and advise, not fight and defend.
Through this remarkable chapter in the history of the United States and Iraq, we have met our responsibilities. Now, it's time to turn the page.
In a primetime Oval Office address last night, President Obama said the job in Iraq is not over.
I encourage Iraq's leaders to move forward with a sense of urgency, to form an inclusive government that is just, representative, and accountable to the Iraqi people.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates and Vice President Biden are in Baghdad this morning to participate in official transition ceremonies. Meanwhile, Iraqi forces appear to be on heightened alert, spread out at checkpoints across cities, hoping to reassure citizens and ward off insurgent attacks.
Hamas gunmen killed four people in the West Bank yesterday ahead of tomorrow's first direct talks between Israeli and Palestinian leaders in more than 2 years. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas are in Washington and will meet separately with President Obama later today. Netanyahu met with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton yesterday, who said the U.S. will always have Israel's back.
We pledge to do all we can, always, to protect and defend the state of Israel and to provide security to the Israeli people.
Clinton also condemned that West Bank attack. In Alaska, a Murkowski will not be on a general election ballot for the first time in that state in 3 decades. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski conceded the primary race to Tea Party candidate Joe Miller after a count of absentee ballots failed to close the gap.
Well, we have counted and speculated, and it has really been difficult. It's been difficult on all sides, and I think we recognize that.
Murkowski becomes the third senator this year to lose renomination.
Hurricane Earl continues its march toward the eastern seaboard this morning. The Category 3 storm is prompting evacuations in some parts of coastal North Carolina. Hurricane watches are now up from southern North Carolina up to Virginia. The Justice Department has formally appealed the court's ruling that blocks federal funding of embryonic stem cell research. A district court judge ruled last month government funding of the research violates federal rules.
And call it a blip or a correction, last month was the worst month for the stock market since 2001. The S&P 500 was the worst hit, falling more than 4.5%. Well, they're going to try to turn a page on Wall Street this morning. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up at this hour. Futures for Wall Street are up, though. The Dow will get underway with buying pressure at 10,014. It avoided going below 10,000 yesterday, at least closing that way. The S&P opens at 1,049, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,114. Coming up this morning, when jobs are scarce, many people don't have a choice to take what's available. And where are the jobs growing most? In the low-wage field. Taking a pay cut is the same as taking a job later this hour.
And in a moment, we'll return to the president's address from last night. He said a lot about Iraq, but what did he say enough about the economy? Concrete plans on how to get people back to work? That's coming up.